WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Peter King. Nearly 2 weeks into the Israeli-Hamas war, two Americans kidnapped by Hamas are free. Here's correspondent Major Garrett.
Two American hostages have been freed by Hamas in Gaza. The American captives, a mother and her teenage daughter, were taken prisoner almost 2 weeks ago during the early hours of the Hamas attack on October 7th. They are currently with the International Committee of the Red Cross.
The Israeli Prime Minister's office identifies the pair as Judith and Natalie Ranan. They were taken from an Israeli kibbutz where Hamas gunmen killed more than 100 people. Their release represents only a small percentage of the number of people still being held. CBS's Holly Williams is in Tel Aviv.
Israel has confirmed that more than 200 hostages were taken by Hamas. Some of them we know are American. And today, Israel's military said that more than 20 of the hostages are children under the age of 18.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is in Egypt near the Gaza border, where a convoy of humanitarian aid is awaiting permission to cross.
We have seen so many trucks loaded with water, with fuel, with medicines, with food. What we need is to make them move.
Israel and Egypt have been negotiating the terms. President Biden says he expects those trucks to start moving as soon as tomorrow. A second former Trump attorney has pled guilty in Georgia to trying to subvert the 2020 election on behalf of the then president. Kenneth Chesbro was in court this morning.
Is your guilty plea freely and voluntarily given with full knowledge of the charges against you?
Yes.
Do you understand that you only have a limited right to appeal this guilty plea?
Yes.
And do you understand?
A New York judge has just fined the former president and current candidate $5,000 for disparaging a court clerk on his campaign website. He's not being held in contempt of court. Jim Jordan is out, but we won't know who's in until at least Monday. Republicans have dumped him as a possible House Speaker candidate after he lost a third vote this morning. 25 Republicans voted against him on the House floor. In a secret ballot later, GOP House members decided it was time to try someone else. GM says it's matched Ford's offer to end the auto workers' strike. Union President Sean Fain is due to speak about negotiations just about now. Toledo worker Bruce Baumhauer is among those who's watching his Facebook feed.
We're anxious to see what that is, and we're hoping it's some good news that we either have an agreement or very close to an agreement.
On Wall Street, preliminary closing numbers have the Dow down about 286. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition, because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Dr. Short.
For WCFW and the Tap FM in Chippewa Falls, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know. A situation in downtown Chippewa Falls has moved on to investigation. That's according to the Chippewa Falls Police Department, which posted on Facebook at 3:23 this afternoon that a standoff downtown that began around 1:30 had been resolved and moved to an investigation. The standoff blocked off parts of Oak and Spruce Streets in downtown Chippewa Falls. An alert at 1:30 p.m. advised anybody downtown in Chippewa to stay in their homes and lock their doors. The incident also prompted a lock at the area public schools, as the Chippewa Falls School District put out a notice to parents at 1:30 advising of the lock, and then again at 3:20 saying that parents could come pick up their children. WCFW reporter James Kelly said that there were armed officers around a home on Spruce Street as the incident unfolded this afternoon. We'll have more details coming up later today right here on WCFW.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
Warning. You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday. Dom, I'm calling this one the Friday Dom's phoning it in from the Love Shack edition.
Come on.
I'm glad you joined me at all, man.
Yeah, man. Come on. Of course. Got to try out the tech. Good to see you, Nate, working the board. Our fair audience. Happy, happy Friday to us all.
We air the grievances on Friday, Dom. And I'd like to go first.
All right, man. You start.
Kenneth Cheesebro. Come on, man. You can't be pleading guilty. Cheesebro, I'm very disappointed. Dom, today they were supposed to do jury selection in Fulton County, Georgia.
Jury selection in Fulton County, Georgia. Today.
Well, a couple of the 18 co-defendants wanted speedy trials, right, Dom? They were Sidney Powell, the Kraken lady. We talked about her pleading of guilt yesterday and a slap on the wrist. But I said, I don't care about Sidney Powell. What I really care about is what happened here in the state of Wisconsin. And the architect of the fake elector scheme was this Cheesebro, this former Wisconsinite turned crypto bro, traded in his wife and, you know, moved on to greener pastures, apparently, Dom, but still was the architect of this effort to undermine the peaceful transfer of power. And I want a trial awfully bad, Dom. You know I wanted it. I mean, come on, God. I asked for so little in this world. But a guilty plea, I'll take it on a Friday. We'll take a guilty plea, Dom. But I'll be a little salty this weekend.
Kuchka texted me out when he saw the headline. And a lot of people are, you know, communicating about this headline. First, yesterday, it was the Kraken lady. Today, it's the architect of the conspiracy, the fraud, the architect of the coup. Cheesebro pleading guilty, and dude's like, oh man, I just want someone to go to jail. And I replied, yes, I want someone to go to jail too. I want Trump to go to jail. And if someone like the Kraken and Cheesebro and some of these other folks, end up pleading down and pay some fines and write several apology letters and it still kicks upstairs to Trump, who started this whole thing, I'm okay with that.
What about the apology letters? What if you... the Fannie Willis has apparently sought apology letters as part of the pleadings. Apologies in the state of Georgia. But Dom, Cheesebro was all about Wisconsin, baby.
Mm-hmm.
What about a CC of the apology letter for all us Badger Wisconsinites.
I think it's totally appropriate, yes. But unfortunately, she's a DA in Georgia, not a DA in Wisconsin, or an AG in Wisconsin, Mr. Josh Call, our friend. Now, what are we seeing here? Josh, come on, man. The architect of the fraud. The same stuff that went on in this state, that's going on in other states, Michigan, they're getting charged. They're pleading guilty in Georgia. Can we do something here? Were any laws broken here, sir?
Here, I guess, is the good news. Fani Willis gets to keep her hand close to her vest. She doesn't have to show her hand. She doesn't have to put the resources towards the early prosecution, which the Trump team could monitor closely, you know, put their own legal strategy in place. So she didn't have to show him any of that. And one would hope these two attorneys at law, at least formerly, we'll see how long they keep their legal licenses, but both the Kraken lady, Sidney Powell, and Kenneth Cheesebro, they're both attorneys, Tom. They're both attorneys. And if they've admitted to crimes, what's that whole fraud crime exception thing to attorney-client privilege?
Well, that's part of the thing. I mean, Cheesebro got some motions denied, I believe, as recently as yesterday, trying to hide some of that very kind of documentation, communications between him and other folks, you know, trying to shield it under attorney-client privilege, denied. So you got to wonder how much that played into this decision. Of course, Sidney Powell rolling over, now what's that, 2 out of 18? You know, who's next?
Rudy. Rudy's in serious trouble. Rudy's going to spend the rest of his life either in a bottle or in a jail cell. Dom, there are many fine sources, but I chose the raw story. So here we go. Kenneth Cheesebro, one of Donald Trump's co-defendants in the Georgia election interference case, has agreed to a plea deal. According to reports, the conservative attorneys and alleged architect of the fake elector scheme reached an agreement with prosecutors shortly before jury selection was set to begin in his Fulton County trial Friday. Lawfare's Anna Bauer reported. And that was a breaking news. What time? About 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. The Harvard-educated lawyer agreed to pay a $5,000 fine. That seems somewhat insufficient, Tom. And will serve 5 years of probation. And he must also complete 100 hours of community service. I got thrice that much just for Coon Creek, man.
Well, yeah, it was a little more involved than just attending a festival, Crudy. But you missed the most important part, a letter of apology to the people of Georgia.
What would that letter of apology look like in your mind, Dom?
Dear people of Georgia, I am so very sorry for engaging with Donald Trump. You should list everybody. And Sidney Powell, the Kraken lady, and X, Y, and Z, and Jim Jordan, whoever else may or may not have been, you know, any of these Republicans, in trying to subvert democracy, disenfranchise your votes, and basically be an all-around bad guy. I'll try to do better in the future. My sincerest apologies, Kenneth, the cheese man. Don't be a cheese bro.
I wanted a trial, Dom.
We're going to get one, man. We're going to get one.
More reporting also from the Raw story. But that deal, which has Cheesebro admitting to masterminding the fake elector scheme in return for 5 years probation, fines, and other requirements, you know, like a sorry letter, doesn't necessarily keep him out of prison. Uh-oh. Now, this is the part that bothered me. This plea deal basically exempted him from prison. Probation, I mean, hell, he'll be on paper. But, you know, his crimes to date, apparently only of the, you know, insurrectionist white-collar crime. So that's an important note, Dom. Here's more from the Raw Story reporting. That's because the conduct he admitted to doesn't just break the law in Georgia, but in several other states where fake Trump electors convened. And this is from Ryan Goodman. He's a law professor at NYU. How does Michigan and Arizona and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, etc., not indict Cheesebro now? He just admitted to the facts that would make for crimes under those state statutes. And already some of the electors themselves have been charged with crimes in Michigan, though one of them had his charges dropped this week when he accepted a plea deal himself. Dom, a little bit more. Cheeseborough's deal could have significant implications for some of Trump's other co-defendants, Ryan Goodman also noted. In court proceedings, Cheeseborough also just admitted specific sets of fact that squarely implicates Rudy Giuliani. Most directly, both state and federally, wrote Goodman, adding that attorney John Eastman, who crafted the plan for former Vice President Mike Pence to use the fake electors to block the certification of the real ones, let's just say, Dom, he could also be implicated by these, what, admissions in the guilty pleadings of facts. He implicates a bunch of people, Dom.
He implicates, according to what I saw today, Donald Trump specifically, several attorneys, and apparently one campaign official in his guilty plea. And again, specifically pleading guilty, Donald Cheeseborough pleading guilty to a single felony count of conspiracy to file false documents.
Is it felonious? My understanding is it was felonious.
Yes, a single felony count of conspiracy to file false documents.
I would wonder, based on whatever state he is, you know, registered to do legal business in as an attorney, Dom, I wonder as a convicted felon, if that's going to have some modest impact on his law license. At minimum.
Come on, man. You know how easy it is. Hell, even real estate agents and whatnot. You know, you lose your licensing for all sorts of reasons. I would imagine, you know, being a felon, admitting in guilt to a conspiracy to file false documents might be something that would at least suspend a license for a while.
I got to tell you, I'm nearly devastated, though. If it weren't a glorious sunny day here in Madison, and it weren't a Friday, Dom, this news that Cheeseborough pled out, man, this might be too much for me, but
this is great news. This is awesome news, as you mentioned it. So no trial, right? Which means, as mentioned, DA Willis doesn't have to show her hand. There's not going to be a showing of the evidence.
In regards to the Wisconsin crimes through Cheeseborough's trial.
No, patience, young Padawan. This will come. This will come.
I want it now, Father.
This is great news, man. This is great news. And
not the Veruca salt.
And it frees up the docket. You know, they don't have to go through trial. I mean, this is really good news. And if these two are the first two to fall, of course, the bail bondsman from last week as well. So now we got 3 out of the 18. That means my math on the radio says 15 are left. How fast do those go? And at the end of the day, is it going to be Donald Trump all by himself at the table? Aw.
Defend on Trump. Folks, yes. We are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. If you weren't aware, some describe us as the greatest radio show ever. But I'm quite disappointed. This is my disappointed voice. Because I didn't want a guilty plea. I wanted prison time. I wanted to see this guy doing hard time. I wanted to see him up by the highway breaking rocks, Dom. You know
what we have here is a failure to communicate, Crudy. This is good news, man. This is good news. They're going to start rolling over. Let's hope it continues.
But I'm dying for the information now. I want it to play out in the court of public opinion right now. Trump, of course, he's guilty. I mean, all the false electors here in the state of Wisconsin. I'm looking at you, Hit. I'm looking at you, Bob Spindell. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Guilty. The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the mid-40s. Sun tomorrow morning, then breezy with increasing clouds for the afternoon. At times, gusts higher than 30 miles an hour. Cooler with a high in the upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds and near 60 on Sunday. Slight rain chance Sunday night. Currently at 64 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy, happy Friday to us all. You can air your grievances or even celebrate a little bit today at 844-967-2789, talking about the Kenneth Chesebro guilty plea to one count of what? Felony conspiracy to file fraudulent documents. Washington Post on this also gives some more details. Chesebro implicated several co-defendants as being part of the conspiracy to file the false documents. Trump, four other lawyers, including Rudy Giuliani, and one campaign operative. A little bit more here in the Washington Post. Chesebro did not plead guilty to the charge that all 19 defendants in the case initially faced, participating in a racketeering enterprise. He alluded to his unwillingness to admit guilt to some of the allegations in the exchange with the judge. Here's what Judge McAfee said, asked, "Are you pleading guilty today because you believe there is a factual basis for moving forward with this charge?" To which Chesebro pointedly responded, "Yes, this charge." After Chesebro pleaded guilty, his lawyer asked McAfee if his client's probation could be transferred to Puerto Rico, his current home. McAfee said this could complicate the terms of his probation, and Chesebro agreed to stay in Atlanta for a few days to work out the details. He just wants to get back to the beach and the missus, man. Make this all go away.
Well, it's a hell of a sweetheart deal, isn't it?
It kind of is.
You go commit a felony. I mean, the guy's already rich, right? We've learned this. He already traded up wives, you know, traded back in years or however you want to look at it, Dom. But he did so after getting rich as a crypto bro. So let's assume, you know, work a day is not a necessity for this guy. Well, who wouldn't mind a little house arrest and being on paper in Puerto Rico, dude?
You're right.
Can I still drink the rum?
I don't know if you're on probation, if you're allowed to consume alcohol.
Well, it depends on what sort of probation terms are set down.
Ah, right.
Never slowed some of us down. 844-967-2789. I got to tell you, Dom, while I was telling this story, my grave disappointment over this guilty plea, only because I wanted to see the trial. It's about Wisconsin. Dom, I spiked my pen, apparently for purely theatrical impact upon myself, because no one saw it. Just me and this on radio here. No one saw it. I like threw my pen down, and then, you know, I wanted to write something down. I couldn't write something. There it is.
Your pen. Okay.
Well, it was a gray pen. I couldn't find it, but now I see it in the carpet pattern. It was hiding from me. My eyes might be going bad.
It's entirely possible.
Might be. You know, some of the words, they blur sometimes. I always assumed that was the late nights. What was the music, Nate? What did you just play for us?
That was
Iggy Pop featuring Sum 41, Little Know It All.
Oh. You know, Nate was up partying last night at a concert. I thought perhaps that's what he was playing for us. My bad.
No, that was all Dom's picking right there.
That was my request, man. Iggy from Michigan, baby.
I'm going to get you ready home for a Badger game next. I get the next song, so that one's mine. You know it, Dom. I'll build up to it. So what other grievances do we have on this fine, otherwise fine Friday afternoon? Other than
besides cheese, bro?
I wanted a trial, man. You know, I got so many legal expert friends. We could have had fun. We'd have had friends over. Lots of popcorn. Trial. You know, I did suggest to Sage. Not that my recommendations carry any weight around here, but I said, have we ever considered like a trial app on the Civic Media? You know, ooh, what I mean? Like a trial, right, channel. Just because I envision there's going to be some meaningful trials in U.S. history coming up. And, you know, you can't blow out the entire lineup. Well, we did for the impeachment, Dom, twice. But otherwise, you hate to do it, right? So maybe a trial channel. If you're listening, Sage, some people think that's a good idea.
That's not a terrible idea. But if it's going to be the trial of Donald Trump, I think that needs to be aired. I think that's important. You know, the former guy, the guy who tried to overturn the government. I think those
Which one?
All of them. I did see NBC News has put in a motion to, I believe, Judge Chutkin to...
You don't know.
Try to have that trial. Of course,
the J6 trial. Well. That's the federal trial, Jack Smith's trial. And Fulton County, if there is a trial in Fulton County, those should be televised, state court.
That's my understanding as well. They already said that earlier. But it won't be Cheese Bro, and it won't be the Kraken Lady, and it won't be the bail bondsman. All right, Republicans, the rest of you who are down there charged, are you going to roll over next week? No. I mean, don't you think? Do you envision everybody rolling? I mean, if these two, if the crazy Kraken, and some of the reporting I read last night was like, oh my God, you know, she cracked? She was never going to crack. She was the true believer. How could she be the one?
If Cleta Mitchell rolls, it's all over. You know who is
going to? If Sammy the Bull Gravano rolls over, man, you know it's going to be a tough day. So I look at those folks as a more in tune, more inclined to have information relevant to the prosecution of the former president than some of the other locals that are going to be charged along with this. So if those Sammy the Bull Gravano types have already rolled, I got to imagine next week, man, they're all going to roll.
How would you describe Rudy types?
It's going to be Rudy and Donald sitting at the table, man. Maybe Rudy will come dressed in drag and hang out like they did back in the old days. Kind of relive the highlights because it was all downhill from there.
You know, I'm quite disappointed. Rudy is lack of a Cheese Bro trial. But one minor disappointment that could be offset. My understanding, Michael Cohen, the fixer, he's back on in the New York trial, the fraud trial of Donald Trump.
Yes.
He is to testify Tuesday next. Coming up in just a couple of business days, Dom. We'll stick a weekend in between. But it's Friday, and we're still working, sort of. Dom's mailing it in from the Love Shack. You could be a part of this fine Friday edition. And we'll also do some sports towards the end. Mike Clemens, our sports reporter, calling in live from Green Bay, back to football this weekend. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789. Your grievances, they're welcome here.
CBS News special report. An Israeli-American woman and her daughter are free after being kidnapped by Hamas.
Two American citizens held by Hamas since October 7th were released. These two Americans are now safely in the hands of Israeli authorities in Israel.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken moments ago.
The urgent work to free every single American, to free all other hostages, continues, as does our work to secure the safe passage out of Gaza for the Americans who are trapped there.
Judith and Natalie Renan had been taken from the Israeli kibbutz where gunmen killed more than 100 people nearly 2 weeks ago. The International Red Cross is waiting to get relief trucks from Egypt into Gaza. President Mirjana Spoljarek.
We also urgently call for a pause in the fighting in Gaza, where the situation is nothing short of desperate. We are ready to work and deliver life-saving humanitarian aid.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Why do you build me up only to allow Cheese Bro to offer a guilty plea? No trial for Cheese Bro. Crudy's heartbroken. But, you know, I got a Badger weekend to look forward to. Badgers playing at Illinois. You know, I don't know if they'll play Buttercup for us, Dom, but we better beat the Illini. We're down a quarterback. Mordecai is out for the game, maybe the season. We're going to have our own sports reporter, Mike Clemens, at 5:30. But don't forget, you can tune into the Badgers all across the Civic Media Network. Got a couple of games to announce. Badgers tomorrow. Start with the flagship, WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM out of Racine. You can hear that one into Milwaukee. WLAK in the Minneapolis Outmarket, that's Amory, 1260 AM. WFHR, that's where I'll be listening to the game tomorrow when I get to it, Dom. That's Central, North Central Wisconsin, That's coming out of Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, and WRCE. That is our friends. News from the center, Richland Center, Wisconsin, News and Badgers. And Dom, here's a big announcement. I know we've talked about this a few times publicly, but I'm very excited. Milwaukee Bucks preseason, the final preseason game, is going off across the Civic Media Network, I think a little bit later this evening.
Oh, nice.
7 o'clock tonight. Bucks in six Civic Media markets, Dom. In Richland Center, in Wisconsin Rapids, in Amory, in Racine, Kenosha, in Milwaukee, and WISS, that's Oshkosh. That's where you grew up, Dom, over in that neck of the woods. And the Big Q in the Northwoods, 98.3 FM in Park Falls. If you're going to the cabin all the way up north there, hey, then listen to both the Bucks game and then the Packers on Sunday. They're playing against, who is it? At the Broncos. 3:25 kickoff. So there's your sports calendar, Dom. Got sports to look forward to and first round of high school playoff football in a lot of different markets across the Civic Media Network this evening. Hopefully some of those teams will advance. Some of our favorite hometowns. What are you doing? My kid's going to the Middleton game. They play Madison Memorial. My son's, one of his very close friend is the tailback and been a little beat up, and I hope Bryce has a good game tonight. Scored like six touchdowns in the first two games all year.
Damn.
Yeah, right. He's a damn good little tailback, this Bryce. So, but he's been much like Aaron Jones has had the lingering hamstring. That's what this kid's had. Now, you know, it's senior year. You only get so many chances. Playoff time, baby. So, anyways, man, I'm excited about the sports, if not the trial of Kenneth Cheesebro.
Oh, come on, Crudy. We have much more to look forward to.
There's still no Speaker of the House, right?
No. No, man. I mean, come on. So what? Jim G-Y-M Jordan?
Not that that's going to wreck my week in the fact that the Republican caucus is in disarray, Dom.
It is beyond the pale. And the media coverage of it has been fantastic. And I got to tell you, what one thing I'm hearing over and over and over again from these failed Republicans who have the majority but can't muster enough. Oh, these Democrats join these eight Republicans and these Democrats, trying to put it on the Democrats, which is, of course, is ridiculous. Jordan not only lost the third round, he lost by more than he lost the second, which was lost by more than he lost the first. They went into secret conference, and then he lost his bid to be on the ballot, 112-86. The rest of the Republican caucus said, no, Jordan, you are out. Outsies.
It's been like 17 days, Dom, so we're back at square one.
Back at square one coming up Monday. They're going to meet again and try to coalesce. A couple people have announced that they're going to run for speaker. And then hopefully, according to the Republicans I saw interviewed by Manu Raju today, have a vote sometime on Tuesday. But, you know, the Democrats aren't innocent in all of this because they joined with those eight Republicans to oust the speaker. I'm like, well, you know what? You have... All you need is five Republicans to join with the 212 Democrats. Five Republicans join with the 212 Democrats, and you could have Speaker Akeem Jeffries. So don't put this on the Dems. I know they're going to try to do it. That's what they keep saying, but that's not the case. That's not the facts. If the Dems had their way, Akeem Jeffries would be the speaker, and we would not be in this situation.
Dominic, I've got one candidate at least. Four-term Michigan U.S. Rep. Jack Bergman. Who? Jack Bergman. Ooh. Said Friday he's officially seeking the House Republican nomination to be Speaker after Jim Jordan crashed and burned, right, dude? Jim Jordan earlier in the day lost that designation in a closed-door vote. The secret ballot vote by the House Republican Conference at the Capitol came after Jordan, the flamethrower and Judiciary Committee chairman, lost a third ballot on the House floor Friday, with 25 of his GOP colleagues rejecting him. He went from, what, 20 to 21 to 25. That math's going the wrong direction. But four-term Michigan U.S. Rep. Jack Bergman, who I've never heard of, Dom. Maybe that's good. Maybe he's not part of the Freedom Caucus or something. You know, maybe a moderate. What do you think? Somebody
a nice thought,
not looking to self-aggrandize.
No.
I'll have to look him up. 844-967. We're both looking him up. We don't even know who that guy is. Let's get to the phones. Bill from Oconomowoc. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
As usual, thanks so much for the quality you bring to Civic Radio. And here's what
we bring quantity.
every weekday, like Bill.
60% of the time, you're right, right, Krudy?
At least 63% of the time, Bill. Collectively, someone's right every day.
Well, anyhow, here's what I got to thank you about. Matt Flynn kind of predicted what's going on right now. He said, when you want to get the guy at the top, go for the little people, and they start falling. Well, now they're rolling over and singing like canaries. And first I was upset, like you were, Krudy, that our buddy didn't go to jail. But then I thought, you know what? So you give him probation, and he rolls over on the big guy. Oh, that's even worth more than him going to jail. And here's the neat thing. Ron Johnson, Donald Trump, I can name a whole bunch of people. Jordan, all those people, I'd love to be a mouse in their house tonight when they sit down for dinner. I bet you they're in the bathroom more than they're at the table. If their stomachs aren't turning over, they got to have cast iron gut. Tonight, they're not going to sleep well. You can count on that. And part of it, I'm not kidding, Krudy, you made so your station, you and Don made so many people aware and educated them to how our country was about to almost be overtaken. Thanks so much for what you do. Have a beer on. In fact, have two beers on me tonight.
Very kind of you, Bill.
Thank you.
I will, in fact, have several cocktails on whoever's buying.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate the nice thoughts, man. I'm still curious, though. Here in the state of Wisconsin, we have not seen any effort to hold those people responsible who were engaging in this.
What are we doing right now? Effort by us?
We are, sure, but we're just talking on the radio, man. What does that do? You need to have some legal consequence, an investigation, an inquiry. You know what I'm saying? I mean, form a blue ribbon panel, do something, because, I mean, come on. This guy's still on the Wisconsin elections. Spindell's still on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And the guy whose advice he took in order to become a fraudulent elector, he pled guilty today.
To a felony.
Don't you think maybe there's some there? And why isn't Spindell on the outs? Why aren't the rest of these folks on the outs? All these Trump fraudulent electors who, what, for the most part, as far as I know, were actually Trump electors. Should Trump have won, they would have been the electors to represent him, right? Well, this big plan by Cheese Bro to, hey, just fill this fraudulent slot anyway, just in case. Of course, it's all part of a bigger plot. What do we know? They file lawsuits just to try to convince people that the election was stolen. This whole thing if you took any one of these individual issues, they can be kind of one-off, but they're part of a bigger plan, a bigger conspiracy, and Cheese Bro pled to that today.
Yeah, but Trump said, go peacefully. 844
into that good night.
967-2789. Friday is for the grievances. Yours could be next. Right, Mark? From the sack. Welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, well, I texted you a little tune for Jim Jordan. That I have real fondness for the original tune, fond memories of that. But I mean, that as Dom has said, and I've said in the past, that these guys betrayed the oath to the Constitution. And I would also put post the proposition that all the people that were aware that this was going on, they failed in their duty to defend the Constitution of the state of Wisconsin and the United States, especially you, Mr. Fitzgerald, because not only did you violate your oath to the state's Constitution when you took that, you just took an oath a couple of days, you know, 3 days before on what January 3rd would have been, that to defend the Constitution of the United States, which is also included in our state's Constitution, the oath, that you violated that oath. Your duty was to defend the Constitution, to support.
And Mark, he violated that oath and took that oath 3 days after he won an election on the very same election that he claims was stolen for Donald Trump. But his election was fine. How does that work?
I don't know. It staggers the imagination. But anybody in that Capitol on the Republican side that knew that this was going on, knew that this was going on, and didn't speak up and condemn it and say we should not be doing this, they're as guilty as the ones that did it.
Well, there's only like two of them that actually stood up and condemned. It was Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. The whole rest of them, from the top down, they stink, Mark. You know what? I did mean to make Mark sing here a little bit. He sent us a Lionel Richie tune, Commodore's tune, three times a lady. Once, twice, three times a loser, and they all hate you. It goes on like that, but you know, that's all I'm going to torture the audience with. Well done,
Thank
Mark.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that.
His text contribution. He's got several lyrics. Are you sure I could go farther?
No, man. We know the lyrics. We actually play a little Commodores maybe on the way back, just so Crew doesn't have to sing it. That'd be great.
Jack Bergman. Well, no, man. We're playing the rest of Buttercup on the way back. Jack Bergman, according to Wes from Middleton on the text line, says, nope. Nope. Like, nope, he's not normal. Nope. Bergman is a certified idiot. I used to be his constituent up in the UP there, hey. As bad as any of them. He's like a geriatric Van Orden. Now, Wes tells us Q98 out of Park Falls reaches his house in Gogebic outside of Ironwood. 1590 AM gets into his District 2, Dom. They'll be our newest talker out of the Park Falls. So I'm looking forward to that one going live. We'll be speaking to his district. Will he be speaker then? I doubt it.
844-967-2789. We do have some sound. Perhaps we'll hold off on that just for a moment. I'll come back after the break and play some, you know, pre-vote sound and post-vote sound from McCarthy and Jordan. But we do have a little bit here post-vote. McCarthy, according to the Raw Story, delivered a bleak assessment of the state of his party after Rep. Jim Jordan's bid for the speakership crashed and burned for the third time this week. Three times a lady. Speaking with CNN's Manu Raju shortly after the vote, McCarthy said that it was up to Jordan as to whether he wanted to continue his quest for the speaker's gavel, despite the fact he'd lost votes on every single ballot cast so far. When Raju pressed McCarthy for his own personal opinion about the matter, the former House Speaker said, "We are in a very bad place right now." Yes. Very bad. It's bad.
Dominic Bergman says, "My hat is in the ring. I feel confident I can win the votes where others could not. I have no special interest to serve. I'm only in this to do what's best for their nation and to steady the ship for the 118th Congress."
Yeah.
It's a little out of control, Dom. I'm not clear, but I thought I read that the 76-year-old Bergman of Watersmeet might be a Freedom Caucuser.
Ugh.
I don't want to conflate, though, because, you know, Jim Jordan's a Freedom Caucuser, and he just lost for a, what is it, one, two, three times. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Attention high school sports fans. Are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count.
Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the mid-40s. Sun tomorrow morning, then breezy with increasing clouds for the afternoon. At times, gusts higher than 30 miles an hour. Cooler with a high in the upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds and near 60 on Sunday. Slight rain chance Sunday night. Currently at 64 degrees.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday, airing the grievances. You can join us at 844-967-2789.
Do you have a grievance, Dom? It cannot be only salty crudy. There are grievances.